Thank you very much. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, we are very pleased to have the opportunity to make this presentation. With me today, there are three other colleagues who have been directly participating in the work that we have been doing. I would like to take a few minutes to introduce the work in its broader context. We have been studying issues of urban development in relationship to several different aspects that concerns such developments in Hong Kong, more specifically the issues of public transport and still further more specifically rail transport, particularly the KCRC network of rail transport. And it is by virtue of these studies that we find ourselves looking at developments of various parts of Hong Kong with the benefit of having to take into account three things. Number one, the particular needs of any area. Number two, the effective influence of any use on other uses, that is to say, the synergy of different presences in the urban context. And number three, the impact any ideas have on current policies for development and the impact the current policies have on any new ideas. What we would be presenting today is therefore just a segment of the much broader work that we have been doing. The picture in front of us shows the scope of the work. This work has included studies of several locations. Here you see identified, for example, locations with quite different characteristics. One, Patong, as a location that you could say, by comparison to other locations, pretty undeveloped. Fortan, which has had extensive industrial development and now is a likely location for new ideas and developments. Sha Tin, going with Fortan the same way. Mong Kok, perhaps the densest site that we have been studying, finally in this picture, Kai Tak. We show you this picture in order to indicate that what we see is the possibility through our research of arriving at some common methodologies and precepts in terms of which one can look at any location in Hong Kong and one can have some idea of what underlies developments, so that ideas that we bring or anyone brings are not anecdotal, they're not too particular to any location. Having done that, here we show you images of some of the different sites, Patong versus the next image, which would show Mong Kok, you know. Now it may be that one would think, well, these kinds of conditions are worlds apart. They are worlds apart, but the idea underlying the whole thing is that they are still part of one city. And therefore, when we look at them, what we have managed to bring together is that when we are looking at a site such as Kai Tak, you know, with its own history, or looking at the other sites that we have already looked at, what we begin to realize is that there are potentials and possibilities for each one of these sites in itself and as a part of the city as a whole. Certainly, this awareness brought to effect through methodological research enables us to arrive at some conclusions, perhaps, or midpoint thoughts regarding Kai Tak. The importance of it is clear to everyone, and certainly the presence of this meeting underlies that importance. Equally so, such importance urges every group, including our research group, to look at Kitech as a place of immense opportunity and unique potential for Hong Kong. With that, again, we are grateful for the opportunity to share our thoughts with you. What you see on this screen is really, by way of specific thoughts, issues that we would see applicable to every site, not just to Kitech. The generality of this is by now clear, but more specifically, how it is that we have applied issues of scale, accessibility, that is to say, being a part of the urban fabric, landscape, that is to say, responding to the importance of having density along with air and generosity of space, as well as the specific requirements of a program with regards to practicalities of city life, governance, etc., and finally the resolve that allows people to feel like they are moving through a city of some quality, you know, and that the public and private domain are not two separate, you know, unjoined domains, but they actually give and take. All of those are issues that bear upon the work that you will see. My colleague Professor Yu Yang will take us through the next step by talking about the methodology that we have followed in dealing with this site and others, but this site in particular, and my colleague Larry Choi will go into more specifically into illustrating the possible application of these thoughts to Kitech. Professor Yu Yang.
Thank you. Good morning. One of the first things that we begin to look at is the conditional boundary, as we see as the most kind of a problematic situation in Kitech. So we begin with a kind of a field survey, an image survey of the boundary condition, as you can see, factory and cargo, car parks and flyovers. But also boundary not just as separation, but as potential linkages with the existing neighborhoods, with the old building, with new developments, with religious and cultural compounds, as well as parks and recreational facilities. And we zoom out to look at the whole cross-harbor transport infrastructure to see this not as a kind of single site, but as a network of sites around the harbor. We tackle the issue of accessibility, which with the benefit of the future Sha Tin Central Link, this site will become part of the network of public transport, as shown in the middle of the image. And we look at the specific aspect of urban landscape. The site right now is a void. It's part of the overall Hong Kong territory within the center, where you will see 70% of the entire territory is landscape. But when we look closer to the neighborhood, there's only 7% of the area 1,500 meters around the border consists of landscape green space. So there's a great deficiency there. We look at the composite programs around the existing context. It's a very rich kind of layers and diversity of programs around housing, industrial, commercial, and so on. And we look at population density. We look at means of transport by MTR and by bus, on foot. So these are different ways how people access around this area. And we further look at the issue of edge and porosity as one important aspect of how in the future the development will create a link between the new development within the site and the existing neighborhood around. So the diagram is showing how views and accessibility can penetrate this currently impenetrable edge. Careful studies were carried out to look at each of the neighborhood or cluster of streets and to look at the specific problems and specific potentials for future connection around the neighborhoods, around the edges. And we overlaid that with programmatic ideas, taking the existing neighborhood program, be it industrial or housing or cultural or landscape program or water program, and be able to project that back into the site as we start to look into the site. Now, at this moment, we also made reference to Manhattan. It's kind of cultural and living diversity is something that I think without explanation we all know. And so we want to see as a piece of land the kind of richness within the Manhattan, what are the kind of percentages of programs that has sort of grown over the years, grown almost naturally, organically in the place of Manhattan. And in this case, we found that something like 18% were green space and 26% were residential uses. So this could provide as a benchmark or as a kind of indicator for what Kitek could be, which I think in our vision is a rich kind of diversity of programs. A scale comparison of Kitek with Manhattan. Kitek, the length of Kitek is exactly the same, or almost exactly the same as the width of Manhattan, 3.7 kilometer long. We show our initial concept master plan just to indicate the kind of scale issue. It is a large piece of site. I think we all know that. But in the subsequent slide, we'll show how just exactly how large and how we tackle this. How do we arrive at our proposed master plan here? Landscape, there are two ways of distributing. One is either as a kind of big landscape, as in Central Park, or as a kind of a further breaking down a distribution of landscape around the site. Overlay that with program, we can either do it a very kind of clear zoning of housing, commercial, office, landscape as discrete zones, or we can interweave them into kind of parallel smaller pieces, but every piece enjoys the benefit of other programs in proximity. And we come up with what we call tapestry of programs overlay onto Kitek. So in every zone you start to have a kind of fine diversity within a very small scaled area. Landscape as connective tissue, so we try to relate back to the neighborhood, to the surrounding existing context by way of landscape. And we see how the streets from nearby neighborhoods start to inform or start to suggest what are the kind of fabric pattern that could come into this otherwise empty site. And the beginning of the fabric coming into the site. Okay, and then completing the picture towards the runway, down to the runway. And there's this idea of spreading the green, but also increasing the amount of green as you go further down to the waterfront. And relating that back to the neighborhood green system as a whole network of green. And then relating back to the harbor scale as a whole kind of constellation and a whole field of green within the territory of Hong Kong. And then superimpose that with infrastructure, and we see landscape very much as a part of the infrastructural system. So infrastructure is not only for the kind of fast and hard kind of aspect of transport, but also as open space, as relaxation, as ecology. We want to see more detail in terms of the fabric composition and fabric scale. So this is our suggested Kitek fabric on the lower right corner against Manhattan, Barcelona, and Tokyo, just to get a sense of scale. And also we put that in context of local neighborhoods, Mong Kok, Wan Chai, Sha Tin. So again, you can see in these two sets of images, the Kitek fabric, as we suggest, would compose of both the kind of very fine grain fabric as we find in Mong Kok or in New York, as well as some cases the kind of more the larger pieces of buildings as we find in Sha Tin. So we see a possibility of this kind of variation of different fabric, different block sizes happening on Kitek. Okay, here comes the scale comparison, just to get a sense exactly how big Kitek is. We know that in terms of number, but in terms of the neighborhood traveling, Kitek is the same as if you superimpose Kowloon Peninsula onto Kitek, you get the distance from Tsim Sha Tsui to Prince Edward. And if you superimpose Hong Kong Island onto Kitek, you get the distance from Causeway Bay to Central. So, and in both cases, you're talking about 4 or 5 MTR stops on Kitek. So how do we deal with the transport issue in relation to this neighborhood scale? The proposal begin to look at a series of transport networks, including, of course, the main driver was the KCRC Sha Tin Central Link, and then the Kitek has a train depot there that we have to deal with. Then a series of small tram stops and stations, roads and pedestrian cycling paths to kind of make a network of transport at different speed and different intervals. The concept master plan, as how we have arrived from this set of urban analysis. And at this moment, I will give over to Larry to explain further details about stations, about the particular aspects of the master plan, as in terms of the more detailed level of the design. Thank you.
As we arrive at the Kai Tak concept plan, here, along with the transportation network, here we propose the landscape as a carpet for another pace of it's like kind of a soft infrastructure to commute people from the apron area connecting to different districts of the neighborhoods down to the tip of the runway. And if we zoom in to the apron area, which is take up like 50% of the Kai Tak site, which is quite important that we informed by the adjacent neighborhood, the street is extended into the site, so we consider Kai Tak apron area is not just by itself altogether beyond the existing boundary to think about it inclusively with the district next to it. And when the fabrics collide, set in the middle, we have a central park set up, which is also a the railway shutting to Central Link will pass through, bringing a lot of substantial amount of populations, serving the fabrics of the residential, commercial, recreational area. Also, the green is also try to extend back to the adjacent fabric in terms of parkway, landscape gardens, and also bigger scale of district park. Down to the runway, we have a very accessible waterfront area, and also it's important to work with the adjacent road network to also help to circulate the runway, which is quite detached from the site. And then the development density is getting less dense down to the tip. At the end, people will arrive at the open horizon of the green, looking towards the harbors. And also the park at the tip is in the middle of the Victoria Harbor, serving the entire city. In the session, it's important for us to, when planning the site, to get the sense of direction according to the ridge line or the rail corridors to the line rock. To keep the monumentality of the Kai Tak, we try to keep it low dense developments. So aerial showing the development on the apron area is more dense, reconnecting the fabrics from the neighborhoods and then getting less dense down to the runway. It's opened up as a great lawn, a great part, memorial part for the citizens. We talk about the landscape is ecological and also operative in a territorial scale. Now we're looking at a more architectural scale or district scale. Here we see the central park and the water channels where the shutting to Central Link will pass through, and instead of a typical station located in a mega mall or build-up structures, we propose a new typology of station which is located in the middle of the park, so the arrival of people is open up to the open space. And also more than a transportation hub, here we have a series of network of different pace of transport where people, when they arrive at Kai Tak, they can take other public transport like bus, trams, also make use of water channel to provide other means of water taxis. pedestrian path, cycling path in the park. So all the way down, help people to circulate apron area, also to connect to the tip of Kai Tak. The idea of station and a park is diagram to see how the fabric comes together, joined by the park and the station in the middle. With the tree found on site, we have the landscape conceptual strategy to plan the central park. So people arrive here with a submerged station and comes up to the ground planes through these punches on the ground, and then immediately they get access to the water taxis or to different kind of mode of transport getting to the site. And the station also taking a landscape approach, like it follows the ground plane to bridge people over the road to have activities on top of that. Also for the public usages and for the community needs, it provides film programs and also areas for the public to rent to use in the station. And with the black line here showing the water channel cutting through the station, people can interchange to water taxi immediately. Session showing the idea of the station as a part of the park, so people can extend the ground plane of the park into the station, seeing through it without the experience trapping under the ground. They can actually looking up the sky and looking out to the space. Some detailed studies on the structures, on the skylight, some spatial qualities. Different courtyards connected to the stations. When they get out of stations, the station appear very minimal to the ground, like blend into the landscape. The entrance lobby of the stations is the extension of the park, also serves as a public domain. So the central park area, people starting to walk around down to the tip, experience from different edges condition looking at Kai Tak. Gradually to the more opened up area on the runway with a greater percentage of green areas which can be used some eventful space. With the relics objects we found on the tip along the runway of Kai Tak, which can be used for the memorial park later. At the end, people arrive at a great horizon looking towards the harbor to celebrate the monumentality of Kai Tak.
We'll conclude with a set of principles that actually we like to convey, and I think that's the message for this morning's presentation from our part, is to set up this kind of three ideas to set up the vision. That the vision is not a one-liner in our mind. The vision is actually a set of analysis and urban strategies to make this a true, sustainable, and memorable community. And what are the three principles? Here we said, number one, station as public domain, landscape as infrastructure, and diversification of urban conditions. Together, they could help us to achieve the kind of vision that we had for Kai Tak. Thank you very much.
Okay. 現在我們可以進入，大家如果有提問，或者有任何對於剛才的介紹有意見，當然可以提出來。
Let me kick off, Chairman. I think this is a very interesting piece of work. because it seeks to address, I think, the challenges that we all know exist in the case of Kai Tak, not just Kai Tak, but in case of these major areas around the waterfront. We've talked about Kai Tak a lot. We had a long discussion yesterday, and certainly from a public perspective, this issue of connectivity, as I describe it, it seems to be key. And you, in your study, you've obviously sought to deal with that in some detail. You've identified the issues and suggested some solutions, and you've obviously thought very carefully about the linkages, both human and physical, if you like. So I think it's a very useful piece of work in terms of, if you like, people are not necessarily going to accept your solution per se, but I think in terms of highlighting, if you like, as we take things forward, what are the key elements that need to be addressed. I like also the way that you've interfaced the different uses and the different elements. I think we're looking at Kai Tak as almost a series of packages, and there's the need, if you like, to bring those packages together. Question on detail: you seem to have accepted the government's requirement for a cruise terminal, or there is a facility shown there, which I think I would see as the cruise terminal facility. But the stadium has gone walkabout. I don't see the stadium there. Was that a deliberate decision, that you didn't think this was an appropriate location for such a large facility?
In fact, the stadium is included. We may point it out. Maybe Larry could point it out. The large scale of Kai Tak, you know, in a way dwarfs many uses as large in themselves. The stadium is a good case in point, and you can see it here.
Yes, I see. All right. Okay. But it seems to me on a rather lesser scale than is presently proposed. That scale would indicate something of a lesser size, I think.
You're quite right. The one concern, after all the studies, it seems to us, is how to retain, not to lose, the uniqueness of the opportunity offered by Kai Tak. One way to lose it is to reduce it to putting a few gigantic uses there and thinking, well, we have a lot of land, let's do big things with it, rather than look at the whole thing as one thing and see what, how one can put into it what my colleague Professor Liu called the tapestry of programs, and yet not make it look like just a bunch of developments separate from each other. And that really has been the major concern here.
I like the holistic approach, I must admit. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. 不知其他委員有沒有其他的提問或者是意見呢？或者規劃署負責規劃啟德的官員又怎麼看呢？
Hello，你好。其實今日有關中文大學呢一個咁嘅建議咧，喺我哋第二嗰個階段嗰個公眾參與嘅過程嗰陣時咧，我哋亦都有收到即係中文大學嗰個書面嗰個建議。咁我哋亦都咧就係即係有喺度仔細咁研究緊嘅。咁再睇翻咧，其實有好多概念咧，同我哋做緊嘅其實都係好相似，但係可能嗰個演繹，大家演繹嗰個方法可能有啲唔同。 或者我舉個例子，例如我哋中文大學嘅研究隊咧，就都好強調同呢個周邊嗰個聯繫係點樣樣啊。咁呢個亦都係喺我哋嗰個研究入邊一個好重要嘅課題。要去即係解決個問題係都幾複雜，因為即係機場由來已久咧都係一個較為即係因為依個保安等等理由，但係封閉少少嘅。咁如果我哋而家要再發展嘅話咧，我哋點樣去解決嗰個接駁嗰個問題咧？咁我哋大家都係有呢個咁樣嘅睇法，都係要去解決呢個問題嘅。 除此之外咧，就係即係有關頭先提到有關嗰個休憩系統嗰個休憩系統同鄰區嗰個分別，同埋喺隔離區嗰度一個好高嘅密度嘅發展。咁啟德嗰個發展亦都係帶嚟一個機遇，我哋點樣去幫到鄰區咧嗰個休憩系土地嗰個分佈嗰個系統點樣可以做得好啲咧？ 令到即係新嘅發展同舊嘅發展點可以更加融合咧？咁呢啲都係即係大家即係共同即係 睇到嗰個課題，咁我哋係即係只不過係喺個演繹上邊咧，我哋點樣可以係可以去即係做到一個計劃出嚟，都亦都係解決到呢啲問題咧。咁我相信呢方面，我哋繼續做落去嗰陣時咧，我哋都會繼續即係俾到好多即係參考我哋去繼續去深化嗰個啟德嗰個計劃嘅。多謝主席。
Okay, 多謝 Raymond。其他委員有冇其他意見咧？或者提問？啊，美。
多謝主席。我想我很欣賞就是他們很注重那個綠化或者是那個綠肺啊，還有就是以話以人的居住與個空間的使用啊，我想這個是一個很重要的。反而我覺得呢，即啟德始終是以三面環水啦，其實水那個即考慮即是那個休閒啊、居住啊，還有它未來的發展，即是跟那個海岸線那個即是連結性啊，抑或是有一些叫做分段式的一些的獨特的處理方法呢，那我就看不到 在水那個那個海岸線那裡有沒有什麼 特色的處理啦。第二呢，始終的水質將來我們都是要關心的，那我們現在似乎在這方面呢，我們有沒有一個特別的即是特色的建議給我們去處理回當如以水為本的一個啟德的規劃，或者是會不會一個很獨特的它的特色呢？那我不知道有沒有，我們會不會浪費了這個機會呢？
Thank you for the question. Yes, indeed, we actually look at water as the kind of key activators of events on this site and key kind of potential for recreational use. So two aspects, and then I'll also invite Larry to further explain. But two aspects. One is the idea of Water Central Park, the area you see between the runway and edge. From the Kuntong side, that can be activated as a water-based central park. So idea that water is in the middle of the park. And the other one being along the edge, a series of smaller piers that can take people from the edge of Kai Tak to other piers along the Hong Kong harbor. So the connectivity is not only within the neighborhood area, but actually throughout different districts of Hong Kong. So those two aspects. And if Larry would like to supplement.
Yes. On the land, we have idea of the green carpet extend from the tip to the apron area. But also, if we look at the adjacent water body, we also have the same idea, also working well with the green belt together with the channel to form a linkage of parkway together up to the heart of the apron area. So really trying to use water as a means of transport to bring people to the very end of the Kai Tak site. And probably too small short in this, but if looking at the zoom in aerials, we see some treatments on the runways try to have some cuts on the runway, but not in a giant scale, but in like a 10 meter, 20 meter scale to try to activate the water in the approach channels in order to improve the water qualities.
Could we show in the zoom in master plan, I think?
So here the cut of this blue line through the site also forming a lattice or a matrix with the road network.
Canals that actually link up both sides of the Kai Tak runway, so that the water could actually flow through as a way to kind of filter out the runoffs from the drainage from the Nula area.
May I say, I mean, the question points out the importance of the unique potential of Kai Tak and the importance of not losing that potential, whatever one does, rather than treating it as just another piece of land. And in a way, perhaps in our view, the most fundamental attitude that affects this with regards to the water is its Venice-like quality of development. That is to say, give access to water equally, you know, as a way of life, as you do access on streets to different pieces of property. And then, of course, in detail, one would deal with water frontage as such by way of park-like development, facilities, etc., etc. But right now, our attitude to the water aspect of it reflects in the infrastructure, you know, in the urban grid. That is to say, it plays with the network of grid of roads and canals.
Okay. Thank you.
會去考慮佢好似一個香港威尼斯嘅一個 concept， 咁但係佢中間嗰啲即係 central park， 咁我淨係聽到 central park， 但係咪一啲 water feature park 咧？係咪一啲嘅好多 fountain 咧？或者係有一啲可以即係大家可以有啲多樣性趣味性嘅唔同咧？啲 lagoon 仔喺裏邊啊，或者有啲 little 即係咁嘅變咗佢 break up 咗一個大片就叫做 central park 咧咁。
Yes, I think much of what you mentioned definitely can be accommodated and could be welcomed in this part. I think our role was to develop more of a framework, a overall strategy, and certainly if you look at this image, this is the new lot, and we proposed to open that up and to actually put landscape along the new lot. And on this part is the central part that allows the transport and different kind of routes to connect. But going down further, if you go to the next image, these blue lines, if you come closer, you can actually see. That's what I think Professor Banasad had referred to as the kind of Venice of Tai Tech, that these can be small canals. People can have easy access to the canals, but also link up the water on both sides. So both in terms of the framework as well as the actual fountain design and so on can be incorporated in the scheme. Yes.
我最後想補充一句， 即在外國現在有些很先進的技術的發展就叫 living machine。 那些 living machine 呢其實就是用一些 filtration system 啊， natural filtration 的 application 又可以 landscape 到的， 但是 landscape 得來其實它又是 filtration system 的， 其實又可以幫我們解決一些臭味啊臭水問題， 同時間的 landscaping 是 integrate 了進去 filtration system。 我覺得就是 more innovative 啲 ，rather than 好 static 咁 landscape 咗佢 ，carpet 咗佢 screen 啦咁。咁 我諗係我哋想 demonstrate 香港有啲新嘅 technology implicating 即係 nature technology 入去咧，啊 biotechnology， 咁變咗會係得意咯。呢個 city 係好 future 嘅，亦但係 at the same time 即係 man and nature and technology and future。咁我諗你嗰個 Venice 嘅 theme 就係 from passing 嘅 historic Venice to 一個 future Venice。咁我諗會得意啲。
Vincent.
Absolutely, quite agree. Absolutely.
We have a lot of some time. Okay, Vincent.
多謝主席，或者我喺俾我意見之前，我想問一個問題，關於即係呢個設計隊伍嘅，就係話我見到都有即係個設計上面都帶出咗好多即係舊區式嘅街道啦。 即係嗰個街道網絡，咁都同嗰個舊區都好相像。咁我覺得即係依一方面，即係同舊區嗰個聯繫，即係會係相當值得嘉許。咁我想問下就係話，即係隊伍有冇考慮到就係話你而家即係新劃出嚟依啲即係舊區式嘅街道，會係點樣？即係嗰個街道嘅空間會係點樣樣去用咧？即係會係俾車？ 用啊，亦或係完全俾行人啦，亦或係人車都共用，會有一啲即係譬如話係即係 pedestrianisation 嘅策略啊之類咁嘅嘢，我想了解一下先。Larry，
咁最主要我哋開頭去
睇一個周邊嗰個環境咧，就會揾咗一啲主要嘅幹道啦，咁就去進入呢、這個啟德。咁嗰啲可能係需要高負荷啲關於交通上面嘅。咁但係其實另外，如果我哋睇翻仔細啲睇翻我哋個，譬如停機坪嗰個位置咧，除咗一啲主幹道，譬如中間呢一條地面主幹道同埋地下嘅火車咧，咁另外呢啲係次要嘅交通網絡啦。但係其實另外仲有一啲係劃分咗出嚟嘅比較 pedestrian friendly 嘅 network 係。同佢哋嗰啲道路係互相連接住，咁樣去帶啲人去唔同嘅嘅 fabric 啊，或者係出到去一啲休憩嘅地方咁樣樣嘅。咁所以係有唔同嘅層次嘅交通喺裏邊咯。
May I add that our attitude generally our attitude.Is to try to resolve as much of the transport issues or movement through public transport. That is our position. That is to say, regarding movement on the streets, etc., trying to see how far one can go with public transport and the stress on the rail station as a park, really.Which is the hub of the whole development derives from that issue, which of course influences all of our work, you know, in the entire linear city project. So that is our point of departure. Public transport as much as possible rail based, and then we look at secondary levels of transportation. In other words, we don't look at any one of these areas as something that would have trunk linesrelating to other major road systems, you know, such as we see in other parts of Hong Kong. We would see transportation dealt with in a localized way, minimized as much as possible, with all the sustainability considerations that I'm sure we share around the table. Thank you.
主席，多謝大學的隊伍的意見。其實我即都想跟進一下，就是說即 我對於那個即整個 新啟德即這個 City Fabric 即這個 即相當感到有興趣，也都是即我看到即也都是對於今天那個即新的規劃區的一個即一般個規劃的想法的一個挑戰來的。因為其實今日的新規劃的挑戰呢，就是說為什麼舊區那麼多的有趣味的空間呢，即例如有些行在地下的街道，而即今日在新的規劃裡面不能夠做到，其實很大程度的挑戰就是跟那個即交通規劃呢的一個即我不可以說是矛盾，但即始終 在個互動的情況裏面，即行人就往往是被交通呢就是即戰勝了。所以即 我覺得即今天即中大之一個提議是一個很好給即大家的一個即思考的空間和一個反省。即當我們說我們要做到跟舊區的連繫，即 新舊有銜接，即新舊區不要有割連，不要給一些大的 infrastructure， 好像我們 Harbour Planning Principle 就說我們海港不應該有太多的 infrastructure 去割斷的時候，我們真真正正就考慮就是說即係我哋究竟要俾幾多嘅空間喺個路面度，係要俾啲即係大嘅公路去行啦。咁即係如果嗰度冇一個反思嘅時候咧，即係我都好擔心，即係究竟即係中大呢一個提議是否能夠可行，因為嗰個交通嗰樣嘢咧係一個即係。今日嗰個交通概念咧，係即係令到我哋個城市規劃咧，即係同嗰個與人為本咧，本身係有一個即係本質上嘅矛盾。咁依啲都係我自己個人嗰個意見嘅表達咧，亦都即係我自己同即係同依個設計上面嗰個概念，我係有相當大嘅共鳴。多謝主席。
Okay.
不知道有没有其他的委员对这个课题有任何意见或者提问。
If I may supplement just on that issue, can we go back to the apron master plan? It's actually very also dear to our own concern when we started looking at this project. So here you can see this is the old Kowloon City fabric, and actually this road we propose to make it subterranean so that actually city fabric can go through. And that was one of the key strategy to kind of try to bring the two neighborhoods together, and with that street continuing down all the way to the Central Park, and then eventually people can get into the train station. And that is an important aspect to relate the new transport point to back to the old neighborhood, not to disconnect from the old neighborhood. Other things such as this flyover here, which is so heavy and so intense that we don't foresee the possibility of totally removing that. Then we chose to put the stadium, if needs to be, to put the stadium nearby there as a kind of minimizing the negative impact of the stadium, and also surrounding that with car park and green landscape. I think that's the kind of beginning idea of how to link up, and there are many, many cases, you know, from this side, streets coming through with the same intention. I think that's how we begin to look at the issue of transport. Thank you.
Okay. 如果冇其他委員就呢個課題再有意見發表嘅話咧，咁我哋好多謝中大香港中文大學嘅研究隊伍就住佢哋先性城市嘅研究而對作出啟德規劃嘅俾我哋嘅介紹，多謝中文大學。